Good afternoon, Tyler Friel, and you are listening to WISR 680 AM. It's been a whirlwind of the past few months in regards to professional and collegiate sports, and big news, at least here in Pennsylvania, breaking earlier this morning as the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference deciding to postpone all athletic events and sports through the end of the year. And with that, we're joined by John Holtz. He's the Director of Athletic Communication for Slippery Rock University. John, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, no problem, Todd. Thanks for having me on. And, you know, we've got a great partnership with Butler Radio and doing our football games for all the years. So happy to jump on with you today.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time. And obviously, as someone who is in charge of the athletic communication department, I'm sure a pretty tough day for you guys. Right now, you would be in the midst of gearing up for a big football season as well as all other fall sports. And obviously that at least coming to an end for now as the PSAC decided to postpone all athletic events. Can you take us through, at least from what you've heard on your end, what went into this decision from the PSAC?
Yeah, you know, this is something that's been being looked at for a long time this summer. The league and the presidents and the athletic directors and the athletic trainers and a number of groups were meeting every week, actually, or biweekly for some of the groups in terms of trying to figure out how we could make this work in the fall to bring student athletes back and actually play some events. So, you know, we really thought there was going to be an opportunity for that, and then the outcomes with the virus just kind of keep progressing and the numbers keep rising, and particularly in certain areas in PA where some of the schools in our league are, and it was just determined that there was just no way to safely bring student athletes and sports back this year. And you know, the decision was made for the out of respect to the health and safety of the student athletes and campus communities. And you know, our coaches and student athletes have had a pretty good understanding of that this morning, and the response has been pretty positive in that understanding that the decision was made to protect the health and safety of our student athletes and coaches and support staffs and the families of all those folks, and also the campus community, because you know, playing football, for example, would increase the exposure for all of those students to the potential to get the virus potentially and spread that back to the campus community. And we just didn't think that that was going to be a safe way to go about things this fall. And our coaches and student athletes understand that. So while everybody's obviously pretty upset and, you know, a little heartbroken that we're not going to be playing sports in the fall, I think for the most part our people here understand it and understand why the conference made the decision and why the presidents voted this way.
And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there wondering, okay, so you're going to cancel the fall athletic season. There's, I'm sure, some speculation, and the PSAC even saying so in their press release, that, you know, looking at potentially playing these sports in the spring. What do we know so far about that decision-making process and the possibility of potentially playing, let's say, football come the time we're in the middle of March?
Yeah, one of the things that the PSAC really emphasized in their announcement was the word suspend instead of cancel. So they're suspending all athletic competition through December 31st. And what that does is really give them the opportunity to look at the potential for moving the fall sport championships to the spring seasons. They've got a number of committees the PSAC has put together in turn that are looking at how to move the winter sports, how to condense those winter sports down that we're going to miss out on a little bit in the end of November and December, and then also how to move completely the fall sports into the spring. So they're committed to doing that, and if there's an opportunity, hopefully there's some developments with the virus between now and December that will allow us a safer path to bring athletics back. And if that happens, then the PSAC and the institutions have committed in this announcement to do that, to bring the championships from the fall to the spring and at least provide our student athletes with an opportunity to compete in 2021.
And what is the world going, and I know that would be a tough evaluation as we sit right now here in the middle of July, but what does the world look like for potentially a student athlete come the fall? Let's say students are on campus. Will they be allowed to practice, or again, is that just a fluid situation?
Yeah, everything's going to be fluid with that. As it stands right now, at SRU anyway, our plan is still to bring students back into a hybrid model where some students will be in the classroom, some students will be online beginning August 17th for classes. So our student athletes, as it stands right now, will be back on campus or in town taking classes. and they'll be practicing. They may not be practicing in large groups. They may not be practicing in full team, traditional full contact practices like they're used to. But our strength and conditioning coaches will be providing them with workouts. Our coaches will be doing individual instructions. So whatever the safest way to go about those practices and those workouts are, our student athletes are going to continue to get that athletic support and as well as the academic support and the other support staff services that they normally would get during the year. So no changes on that front. Things just might look a little bit different for the fall. But as we evaluate, and look to the guidelines that are provided by some local, regional, and national health and safety organizations, we'll make adjustments to that as we go. So hopefully, there's some improvements to the condition of the virus throughout the country, and particularly in Pennsylvania, as the fall moves on, and we can get into some more of those full practice type situations. But that'll be a fluid situation, something we'll evaluate throughout the semester.
We're talking with Director of Athletic Communication for Slippery Rock University. It's John Holtz. Football, obviously, John, was one of the university's marquee sports last year, getting to the national semifinals. When you talk to coaches about this decision, how are they handling it, not just only in the football program, but other programs, especially with fall sports?
Yeah, most of our fall coaches, I believe, at least had some kind of inkling that this was a possibility over the last month or so. So I think that our coaches were ready for it. I think that they were mentally prepared that something like this might happen, and they've been informing their teams that something like this might happen. So I don't think there was too much shock on the coach from the coach's standpoint. And speaking with our head football coach, Sean Lutz, as you mentioned, football was kind of our big ticket fall sport, going to the national semifinals and finishing 13-1 last year. They had a team meeting this morning at 8 a.m. before the announcement became official, and the team had some pretty good energy. They were positive about things. They were just looking forward to using the extra time to continue to get better, and I think that's the approach most of our coaches are going to take with their programs. And you got to be able to turn this into a positive. You can't stay negative about it. It is what it is, and I think that our coaches will do a good job of motivating our student athletes and getting them to look forward to the future.
So just to clarify, too, let's just say football isn't played this year, and we hope that's not the case. We're hoping for a spring season, but if it's not played this year, do you know if those players will be able to retain that year? Essentially, would this act as a redshirt year for someone who is a sophomore right now? If football were to be played in the fall of 2021, would they still be classified as a sophomore next year?
Yeah, the athletic department will work with the NCAA to ensure that none of our student athletes lose the season of eligibility, and there's a lot to develop still over the next month and a half or so before we get to when the NCAA seasons were supposed to start. I think that you've already seen four or five Division II conferences now announce that they're not going to play. You've seen some Division I conferences announce, some Division III conferences. So I think over the next couple of weeks you're going to see a lot more schools and conferences that go this same route and decide that that fall sports just aren't going to happen this year. So, potentially the NCAA could step in and make a decision at some point in time on the championships, similar to like they did in the spring. But they've already made some decisions related to student-athlete eligibility, and we don't anticipate any eligibility being impacted. So,
for potential high school recruits in a variety of sports, what is that recruiting process as we sit here again in the middle of July with fully acknowledging that things could change here in a month and a half? What does that recruiting process look right now for a prospective student athlete who is a senior in high school and could potentially be a recruit anywhere in the PSAC?
Yeah, so recruiting won't change a ton for most of our programs. A lot of our programs are still going to be doing the traditional recruiting that they would be doing. Obviously, things get a little bit more difficult if high school sports are impacted this year in terms of our coaches' ability to see live games and things like that. But our coaches will follow the NCAA guidelines put together in terms of what we're allowed to do recruiting-wise from a compliance standpoint. And we're going to do some more virtual type things. So student athletes, prospective student athletes that our coaches are recruiting, are going to have some virtual recruiting opportunities where they'll be able to do some Zoom meetings with coaches, and we'll be providing some digital campus tours and facility tours and things like that, so that folks that either can't get here or if they're not allowed to come to campus for various reasons, we'll be able to still provide those opportunities for prospective student athletes to get an idea of what it's like to be at Slippery Rock.
He's John Holtz, Director of Athletic Communication for Slippery Rock University. As always, we appreciate your work during the football season and throughout all the athletic competition season. We know how hard you work, and we appreciate you taking the time, John.
Hey, no problem, Ty. Thanks for having me.
And we'll be back with more right after this.